Okay, the Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Tes quotes a fascinating machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding a case of a sukkah yeshana. A sukkah, as Rashi points out, that was made well in advance. It wasn't constructed lishma. It wasn't made the shame sukkah. And how critical is that necessary? We know that there's certain cases lahalacha that lishma is absolutely essential when it comes to Ksiva Sefer Torah, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to tzitzis, when it comes to matzah, lishma is absolutely vital. And what about when it comes to a case of a sukkah? So the Mishnah records that according to Beis Shammai, lishma is absolutely necessary. After all, the pasuk tells us that sukkos is l'Hashem, shivas yamim l'Hashem, and therefore it has to be l'shem sukkah. If a person were to go ahead simply and construct it as a hut, one would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah, and yet the Mishnah tells us Beis Hillel Machshirin, that according to Beis Hillel, the sukkah is considered to be a sukkah ksheira. There is no need, apparently, of lishma when it comes to asiyas hasukkah. Tosus writes, there in Sukkah Daf Testament Aleph at the top, Tosus quotes a Yerushalmi that tells us, Sarech lechadesh bodava. That if you have the sukkah that was not constructed lishma, you could do something to renew the sukkah. The Rush has a more lengthy discussion exactly what is necessary, but let's assume, for example, a person would go ahead and replace the schach. So in such an instance, that would rectify this difficulty. You don't have to dismantle it entirely, but chidush davar is considered to be sufficient. That's a Yerushalmi. What exactly is the basis of this need of chidush davar? Why exactly is it necessary? And ask you the following, unless a similar person does not do so, is that li'ikuva? Is that a din l'chadchila? It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam and the Rif, the Rambam and the Rif do not quote the Yerushalmi at all of Tzarech l'chadesh bodavar. In the Tshuva Seradvaz, Ravaz puts forth two different possibilities to explain this omission of the Rambam. One is that this is Yerushalmi, but the Bavli never mentions anything at all about chidush davar. So perhaps the machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi paskin like the Bavli, or even another possibility, maybe this line in the Yerushalmi of Tzarech l'chadesh bodavar is only according to Beis Shammai, but not according to Beis Hillel. If you require lishma, so something has to be done, but we who paskin is the view of Beis Hillel, so therefore there is no need for chidush davar. So this is one possibility why the Rambam and the Rif do not quote this at all. This is all within the shita of Beis Shammai. If you look in the Ran and Maseches Sukkah, the very first daf, Aleph and Aleph and Daf Harif, there the Ran writes the following that no, chidush davar is necessary even according to Beis Hillel. And what happens if you don't do it? Well, it's still a sukkah ksheira. That's the Mishnah Daf Tes. The sukkah will remain a sukkah ksheira. I'll still tell you, sit in the sukkah. But lechatchila, as a mitzvah min hamulchar, chidush davar is necessary, and in fact the Mishnah Berurah and the Shar HaTzion cites this view of Veram, Mechatchila, yes, but to the Eved indeed you would be Yotze. So very simple question, what exactly is the nature of this Din Mechatchila of Chidush Davar? We understand, as I mentioned, there's certain cases Lahalacha that Lishma is necessary, and if you don't do so Lishma, you're not Yotze, it's the Ikuva. And there are other cases where you don't require Lishma at all. But this is somewhat unusual. I would argue, you know what, that ideally yes, but minimally b'di'evet one would be yotze. So how do you understand this chiddush that chatchila is necessary, but the b'di'evet it is still considered to be a sukkah share? So I would suggest two very different possibilities, and I think this is not just simply a technical discussion, but I think this opens up worlds in terms of understanding the mitzvah of sukkah. One possibility is as follows. What exactly is the mitzvah of sukkah? So you'll tell me, well, the Torah tells us, b'sukkos teishvu, one is obligated to sit in sukkah. Undeniably, that is the case. But anything more? Is the mitzvah simply yeshiva, and that is it? So when you look in several makoros, you find that there's another element to the mitzvah as well. If you look in the Shultos of Rav Chaigon, Kuf Samates, there the Shultos writes, mechayiv inish, you have to construct a sukkah and sit in sukkah. That's the language of Shultos, Kusamates. You don't learn Shultos, Rashi. Rashi and Makos Daches. Now, Rashi writes that there's a mitzvah of Asiyas HaSukkah. The Gemara writes that if a person goes out to the forest and he's chopping wood, that is not considered to be a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe he's doing so for the purpose of sukkah, to be able to access schar. The Gemara says, chopping the wood is not a mitzvah. Rashi writes, because the mitzvah is, maybe I would have said the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, not to chop the wood. Rashi writes, no, the mitzvah is to construct the sukkah, not to chop the wood. But it's explicit. Rashi, makos and dafkes, and asiyas sukkah, is considered to be a part of the mitzvah. So where does this come from? A person, for example, is fashioning a shofar. Would you argue that that is considered to be a mitzvah? What is the difference between shofar and sukkah? A person who is writing a mezuzah, a person who is forming tzitzis, is that a mitzvah? Is that not a mitzvah? Where exactly do you draw that line? So the Netziv points out in Shultas Kufsamachtes a pretty fundamental distinction. That you know what? That most often the Torah tells us you have to perform a mitzvah, but the Torah does not mention explicitly the hachonas hachefetz, preparing the object itself, that we usually term a hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah. So when a person, for example, is seeing to it that the shofar is an appropriate shofar, is that the mitzvah? You'll tell me no. The mitzvah is, as the Rambam writes, the shmias hakol. What you're doing now is simply a preparatory stage that is a hechsher mitzvah. However, often the Torah goes out of its way and not only emphasizes the act of the mitzvah, but even the hechsher mitzvah as well. That's an independent category, a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'kra, where the Torah itself tells us this is what one must do. When it comes, for example, to mezuzah, the Torah does not mention that you have to erect the mezuzah. The Torah says, uchesavton, write the mezuzah. When it comes to tzitzis, the Torah tells us, gedilim, Tasset, or in the parsha of Kriyashma, va'osu lehem tzitzis. The Torah all of a sudden underscores the asiyas tzitzis. When it comes to sukkah, the Torah tells us chata sukkos tasset, and the Gemara's Doresh, that doesn't mean create the festival of sukkahs, but rather create the sukkah. That's the din d'oraisa of tasset. The Torah is going out of its way and emphasizing not only the yeshiva b'sukkah, but even the asiyas ha-sukkah as well. And this is that category of a hechsher mitzvah k'suv v'kra. The Torah doesn't tell us anything at all about fashioning the shofar, but the Torah does tell us explicitly, create the mezuzah, create the tzitzis, create the sukkah, and therefore this is not just simply a hechsher mitzvah, but this is ordained, this is part of what is included in the pasuk. What exactly is the difference then as to whether something is a hechsher mitzvah or whether it's a hechsher mitzvah k'suv v'kra? I'll give you the following example. When you look in the Mishnah, the very beginning, the second parak of Kedushin, that's where the Mishnah tells us, ha'ish mekadesh bo uveshlucho. A man is marrying, he can marry the woman himself, or he can appoint a shliach for Kedushin. Good? The Gemara is bothered by the following. If shlichus is possible, bo mibaya, you need a Mishnah to tell you that you can do it yourself. Let the Mishnah just tell us that one could appoint a shliach. Why would you think you must appoint a shliach? You can't go ahead and perform the Maisa Kedushin yourselves. Why does the Mishnah tell us, ha'ish mekadesh bo uvishlucho? The Gemara answers, no, the order is what is being emphasized by the Mishnah, and that is mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. Shlichus works, but nonetheless, it is considered to be an enhancement, a greater kiyum ha-mitzvah, for you to do so, than to rely on shlichus. It's a fascinating topic for another shir, but when do you apply that principle of mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho? A lengthy discussion in Marach or Zeruah Kuf Pekes. But the Gemara applies when it comes to Kedushin. So I ask you the following. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Is Kedushin a mitzvah? So the Rambam writes yes. The Rambam assumes that there's a mitzvah puruvu, and there's also an independent mitzvah of Kedushin. The Rambam has two different mitzvahs. Well, I understand very well. If Kedushin is a mitzvah, mitzvah bo, yosim and b'shlucho. That fits in so nicely with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam maintains that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, because Eris and Ishus is a mitzvah, and the bracha that's recited is Berchas HaMitzvah. Many Rishonim disagree, and they maintain that's not true. There is no mitzvah of Ishus. There's a mitzvah of Puruvu, and Ishus is a necessary step, but technically it's not considered to be an independent mitzvah. That's the view of the Ran, the view of the Rosh, and many Rishonim maintain that, you know what, Birchas Erisin is not at all a Birchas HaMitzvah. It doesn't sound like a classic Birchas HaMitzvah. And indeed, maybe Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaShevach. A Birchas HaShevach should be recited after the fact, not before the fact. Lachar Atziyasa, not over Atziyasa. That's a pretty fundamental machlokas Rishonim. When do you recite Birchas Erisin? Three different shittas. Now, the view of the Rambam is over Atziyasa because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The view of the Ran and the Rosh, it should be recited afterwards, like Birchas HaMazon. The Ravid has a fascinating split. The Ravid writes, in principle, I agree with the Rambam, but in practice, I agree with other Rishonim. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Ravid writes, there's a problem. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah that you don't control. You don't control. Right? A Chassan very much wants to marry this Kala. She's having cold feet, so... And I found out he recites Birchas Erisin. No. Very firm girl, she doesn't want it to be a bracha levatala. No, so okay, she'll go through with it. Now, the Ravid writes, it's not something you control. So the Ravid writes, what happens when there's a Birchas HaMitzvah that you don't control and you can't recite before? You recite the bracha afterwards, the Gemara Masechta Menav Zayin. So the Ravid writes, in principle, the Rambam is correct, but since this is not something that is fully dependent on you, give the ring, make sure she accepts it, then recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Because the Gemara writes, whenever you can't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before, there's a possibility of a Birchas HaMitzvah afterwards. Like, extreme case, the Gemara writes, Psachim Dav Zayin Tefillah Sager. When a person converts, they can't recite the Bracha and Tefillah before the Geirus, not yet Jewish. Or it's also Sraitz, and Bracha Staf Nun Aleph. It's inappropriate to make the bracha when one's hands are foul, when one's hands are soiled, so you wash, and then you recite the bracha after you wash. Also, right, that's part of an example of a bracha which is indeed la'achar asiyasa. But an interesting issue, right? Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Is it not considered to be a mitzvah? When do you recite the bracha? Before or afterwards? You know, you have the same machlokas that the Sheva bracha, Birchas Nisuin. Over Lasiyasan, Achar Asiyasan. The Rambam writes over Lasiyasan. Tosus Ashita is Lachar Asiyasan. Here I'll tell you, it fits in very beautifully, because what is Nisuin? Very unclear from the Gemara what Nisuin is. That's a pretty important machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam Shita's Nisuin is Yichud. And Tosus Ashita's Nisuin is standing under the chuppah. That's Nisuin. So you know what we do? We recite the Sheva Brachos at the very end of the chuppah, which is la'achar asiyasa according to Tosus, which it should be, and it's over asiyasa according to the Rambam of Yichud, which it should be. Now, so when it comes to Birchas Nisuin, right, it fits in beautifully, that combination of the Rambam l'shitasei and Tosus l'shitasei. But many Rishonim assume Ishus is not a mitzvah. So isn't it novel then to apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho to something which is not a mitzvah? You know what the answer of the Netziv points out is, even if you argue it is not a mitzvah, but it is a heksha mitzvah, and it's a heksha mitzvah which is ordained in the pasuk ki yikach ish isha. And here the Gemara is telling you a very important chiddush, that when it comes to a heksha mitzvah haksuva bakra, we apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. So if you are capable of writing the mezuzah, it is preferable that you write your mezuzah as opposed to purchasing a written mezuzah. If you can make your tzitzis, it is preferable to make them as opposed to purchasing ready-made. Building your sukkah, the heksha mitzvah ksuv v'kra, it is preferable to build your sukkah as opposed to simply have someone else do so on your behalf. The Nesiv writes in Shultos and Shulta Aleph, I'll give you another example, and that's the mitzvah of Kivod Shabbos. Now, we recently read in the Haftarah, now, Yeshayin and Ches, Vekarasa l'Shabbos Oneg, Vekadosh Hashem Mechubad. What exactly is the difference between Kavod and Oneg? To delight on Shabbos Oneg and Kavod to honor Shabbos? What exactly is the difference? The Vilna Gaon writes, a beautiful biur, the very end of the Chos Yantif, Tov Kuv Chavtes, where the Gaon writes that Oneg refers to that which you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself. Kavod is the preparation, Mivod Yom, when a person anticipates a chush of a guest. You don't wait until they arrive and you start scrambling, no, but you prepare in advance. And therefore, That is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. In other words, preparing for Shabbos is not just simply a Hekshe mitzvah, but that is the Hekshe mitzvah Ksuv Vakra L'Kadosh Hashem Mechumad. And therefore, the Nesiv writes, I often tell my Talmidim, that you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho. It's more of a mitzvah that you should do this yourself. It might be very nice that all you have to do is come home from yeshiva and show up, and your mother has taken everything for you, but nonetheless, mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho. Aside from other considerations, you have to prepare yourself for Shabbos, not just simply rely on others to go ahead and to do so. And indeed, that very Gemara, the very beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, the Gemara writes two examples of mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho. One is Kedushin, and one is Kavod Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. Those are the two examples that the Gemara is. The same thing is true when it comes to Asiyas HaSukkah. Mitzvah bo yoser mibashlucho. That's a heksha mitzvah. Haksum v'kra. If you look in the Gemara Menachos and the Afnem Beis, the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rav Adda Bar Abba. The Gemara says, Rav Adda Bar Abba, Rame chute umavarech. He used to make a Birchas HaMitzvah when he made tzitzis. And he made tzitzis. He used to recite a separate bracha. Why is that true? The Nesiv points out, because Gedilim Tasa, Vosulim Tzitzis, because the Torah says to make tzitzis. And therefore, a chiddush of Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah of Asiyas HaTzitzis. We don't paskin that way. The Chachamim say, no, we don't do so. Why? But not because the Gemara says that what Rav Adda Bar Abba did was so off. No, not at all. The Gemara gives a technical answer. That we make the bracha on the Gemara mitzvah. There are two components. There's the asiyah, and then there's the performance of the mitzvah. So why don't you defer the Berchas HaMitzvah to the actual mitzvah, as opposed to the Hechsher mitzvah. But in principle, it's true that the mitzvah begins with the asiyah itself. So even though when it comes to a Berachas HaMitzvah, it will be unusual for a person to recite a bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah, but the Gemara does write in Sukkah, and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, what about the bracha of Shechiyana? And here the Gemara writes the following chiddush: Ha'ose Sukkah La'atzma Mevarech Aleh Hazman. If a person makes the Sukkah, technically speaking, he can recite the Shechiyana at the time of the Asiyas HaSukkah. The Birchas HaMitzvah we defer to the Gemar Mitzvah, but the Shechiyana is the Simchas HaLev, that can be recited even B'Shas Asiyah as well. Even that we don't do. Because the Rosh and the Ram point out that, you know what, look, on Yantif, we're going to be reciting a bracha of Shechiyana in any case on the Kedusha Sayom. Sukkah is a fascinating example where it's a twofold Shechiyana. The Shechiyana that we recite, Sukkot night, is number one, Sukkah Menvav, on the mitzvah of Sukkah, number two, Erev in Daf Mem, it's a bracha on the Kedusha Sayom. If for whatever reason a person will not have a Sukkah the first night, he will still say Shechiyana on the Kedusha Sazman, and the first time they sit in the Sukkah sometime later, they will make a bracha of Shechiyana. Our Shechiyana is a twofold Shechiyana, and therefore we wait. After all, the Gemara also writes in Erev and Daf Mem that ideally a bracha of Shechiyana should be recited al hakos. It's enhanced by doing so al hayayin. That's the Gemara that writes on Yom Kippur. We really don't have a choice now to recite Shechiyana without yayin, but typically, if one could, we incorporate it with Kiddush, and therefore we wait. We don't recite the Shechiyana at the time of the Asiyah, but we wait to do so in the context of Kiddush. So the following point, even though that's true, we wait, but you know what? This is very relevant. Because what is the most common practice on the second night of Sukkot? So here, the Siddur, the Matzah, will tell you to switch the order of the brachas. The first night, Kiddush and Leishev and Shechiyanu. And the second night, Kiddush, Shechiyanu, and then Leishev. Why in the world should that be true, no? When we switch over the brachos, it's as though we're saying the following, that somehow the Shechiyanu is only on the Kedusha Sayom reflected in Kiddush, but it's not on Sukkah. So therefore, Kiddush, then Shechiyanu, and only afterwards, then, why exactly is that true? The Gemara tells us in Beit Daf Gimel that we have a Sveika Diyoma, and therefore, look, on night two, we have to be concerned. Maybe this is really night one, and yesterday was chol. So you have to repeat a bracha of Shechianu. Well, if you're repeating Shechianu because of Sveika Dioma, therefore, why in the world should you reverse the order of the brachos? And apparently this is exactly the answer. The bracha on Kedushas Hayom can only be recited when there is a Kedushas Hayom. If today is Yom Tov and yesterday was not, my Shechino yesterday did not help for the Kedushas Hayom. There wasn't a Kedushas Hayom. Right? I often mention Kol Nidre Night, that one should ask a shayla if this is necessary, but sometimes a woman could ben shlicht, stating that she's not accepting upon herself the fact that it is Yom Kippur. Let's assume, for example, the shul is quite far, and therefore it would be very hard to ben shlicht at home and to walk to shul, so therefore under certain conditions, reisamach aleph, reisamach gimel, and shulchan aruch, that you can ben shlicht al tnai. But the following caveat, if you're benching lift al tnai, and it is not Yom Kippur, you can't yet recite the bracha of Shechianu. It's not Yom Kippur, it's Chol. The Shechianu on Kedushas Hayom has to be when there is a Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, if today is Yom Tov, night two, and yesterday was Chol, you have to repeat the Shechianu. But what about when it comes to Sukkah? Tonight the Sukkah. Yesterday was Chol. Yeah, but the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav that in principle, you can be yotzei the bracha of Shechianu of Sukkah, even before Yom Tov begins, because the mitzvah expresses itself in terms of the asiyah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shechianu on Shofar before Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to repeat the bracha of Shechianu, but not apparently when it comes to Sukkah, and therefore we flip the order of the brachos that this Shechianu, Kiddush, Shechianu, only afterwards then, Leishei B'Sukkah. So this concept of a Heksha Mitzvah Ksu B'Kro that comes to life, now that this is what dictates the Seder HaBrachos. Then the Siv raises a fascinating issue. We know a principle, the Sugi in Sukkah Dav Chafei, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha we discussed, and what about the following? Osek the mitzvah Fatah Mehamitzvah. A person is involved in a mitzvah, at times he's exempt from performance of another mitzvah. Would you apply that principle of Osek the mitzvah Fatah Mitzvah to a Hechsher Mitzvah? Interesting issue. Now, the Nitziv writes, it depends on whether it's a Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Bekra, or whether it is not Ksuva Bekra. And therefore, perhaps if a person is occupied with asiyah sasukah, we could apply that principle of a mitzvah bo, yoshim l'shlucho, as well as osek the mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. You know, when you learn Maseches Shvuos, Maseches Nedarim, many sugyas that discuss the concept of nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, nishba l'vatl es ha-mitzvah, a person makes a shvur, a neder, he will or will not perform a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Gemara gives a pretty unusual example, sukkah. A person goes ahead and makes a shvua, sukkah she'eni ose. I will not construct a sukkah. That's a pretty striking phrase, no? Not, I won't sit in sukkah, I won't construct the sukkah. Yeah, apparently, you see from the Mishnah Gemara, that's all bichlal ha-mitzvah. This is the concept of a heksha mitzvah, haksuva bikra. So that I would suggest is approach A. And that is, you know what? Beis Shammai maintains that a sukkah has to be lishma. And if you don't, that's considered to be an invalid sukkah. Beis Hillel maintains that's not true. The sukkah is a sukkah kshera, even if it's not made lishma at all. Even if a guy makes the sukkah, a guy is incapable of lishma. The sukkah is considered to be a sukkah kshera. But I'll ask you as follows. So that's what happened, no? This was just a pre-existing sukkah. The guy went ahead and made a sukkah. You can fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sitting in that sukkah. I'll ask you the question, but what about the asiyas sukkah? What about the heksha mitzvah haksuva bekra? But that you're going to fulfill in that instance? That, perhaps, is approach one. Yerushalmi says, even according to Beis Hillel, sarech l'chadesh bo davar. Do something. Not because if you don't, the sukkah will be a sukkah psula, but nonetheless, participation in the asiyas sukkah is critical, and that has not been performed, that has not been fulfilled, and therefore, chiddush davar is necessary. So perhaps, an interesting chiddush, what's driving that Yerushalmi, the concept of chiddush, and that's why they're on rights. It's not b'di'evet. If you don't do so, the sukkah is not going to be a sukkah psula. But nonetheless, it's necessary in order to go in to fulfill this mitzvah. A very different approach. This is a magnificent chiddush that the Rashba has. The Rashba is not found in Masechta Sukkah. The Rashba is in Maseches Beitza and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us in that very daf, Sukkah Daf Tes, a fascinating drasha, Chag HaSukkos. What does Chag HaSukkos mean? Right? We might translate it as the festival of Sukkos, but the Gemara says not necessarily, right? We usually use the word Chag just to mean a festival, no? Chag Purim? No, but the Gemara understands that no. Chag is a reference to the Korban Chagiga. Reference to the Korban Chagiga, there's a fascinating Ramah. Most people do not follow this Ramah, but Ramah writes that on Shmini Atzeres, don't use the word Chag. Just say Es Yom Shmini Atzeres. Do not mention the word Chag, because there's no Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. So why are you referring to it as a Chag? And we who do, and the whole Talmud, where exactly do we place this word Chag? In many, many different minhagim? No? That also reflects the nature of Shmini Atzeres, is because, true, there's no independent Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres, but if a person did not offer the Korban Chagiga up until this point, so Chogeg Baholech, he has the option of offering the Korban Chagiga now. That justifies a recitation of Chag, even when it comes to Shmini Atzeres as well. So the Torah tells us Chag HaSukkos. What exactly does that mean? So the Gemara writes, it also says Adin D'Oraisa. Adin D'Oraisa. Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga Kach Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkos. Just as there's a Kedusha, there's an elevated status to a Korban, the same thing is true when it comes to Sukkah. So if a person will ask you, what is so special about the Sukkah, you're going to tell me, Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. Tosas raises a very interesting issue, that if a person will ask you what is responsible for the elevated status of Sukkah, Chal Shem Shamayim. But then Tosas is bothered because the Gemara in Shabbos Memhei writes that Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah. It's something that's designated for the purpose of a mitzvah muktzah. So Tosfos raises a pretty basic question, that why are both reasons necessary? Chal Shem Shamayim is a din d'oraisa, Tosfos says. Huktzah l'mitzvah is only a din d'rabbanan. Why do you need both halachos? That the sukkah has an elevated status min haTorah, and also it's considered to be huktzah l'mitzvah. Are there any differences between them? Let's deal with a din d'oraisa. Chal Shem Shamayim al HaSukkah. I'll ask you the following question. Number one is, why is that true? What is it that's responsible for Chal Shem Shamayim al HaSukkah? I'll ask you another practical question. When is that true? When is that true? The Chal Shem Shamayim al HaSukkah. Here I'll tell you there are two fascinating possibilities. Maybe one possibility is as follows. One could argue, you know why Chal Shem Shamayim HaSukkah? Because it is a Chetzesh HaMitzvah. What is the uniqueness of the Sukkah? The answer is that, well, this is the object with which we fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva. And here it's more than just Chutz LaMitzvah. So here, Chal Shem Shamayim, but it's a function of the mitzvah. Maybe there's another possibility. And that's as follows. No, that Chag HaSukkos, Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga. If a person were to ask, why does this animal have a Tosefes Kedusha? A Tosefes Kedusha. The answer is not, well, simply because I performed Avoda. I did a Shkita Sakarban. And now the animal has a Tosefes Kedusha. Well, I'll ask you, and you mean before the Shkita it doesn't have a Tosefes Kedusha? You'll tell me no. It has a Tosefes Kedusha even prior to the performance of a mitzvah. Why? Because the Kedusha is a function of HaKadosha. HaKadosha. You are Makdish the Karban. When you're Makdish the Karban as a Chetzesh Shel Kedusha, it has a Kedusha Sagof. It's a pretty interesting issue. What is the special elevated status of the Sukkah? Chetzesh Shel Kedusha or Chetzesh Shel Mitzvah? Now, a HaKadosha? Or, no, simply, it was a tool that was used for the performance of a mitzvah. So the sheet of the Rashba, there, base of the Aflam, the sheet of the Rabban, Shabbos Memhei, it's like a karba. Chet Tishel Kedusha. And therefore, it's as though one is being makdish, the sukkah. Independent of the moment of the performance of the mitzvah. And Tosfos consistently assumes that's not true. The sukkah attains its elevated status when it's used for the purpose of the mitzvah, not prior to that point as a function of a hakdasha. The Rashba and the Ramban took that Gemara so literally that Shem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga. And just as that's true at the time that one is makdish the karban, the same thing is true when it comes to a sukkah as well. Good? Then the Rashba goes a step further. The Rashba writes, this is his kasha. On the one hand, the Gemara writes in Sukkah and Daf Tes, Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. Good? But the Gemara just said, Sukkah Chesam Adeis, that a sukkah's ganvach is a sukkah kshera. If a guy builds a sukkah, the sukkah is a sukkah kshera. So how do you reconcile that? That's the kasha that the Rashba writes, astira. Now, a guy who is incapable of infusing any lishmar hakdasha can build a sukkah, and yet chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. How do you resolve that astira? That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba gives an incredible answer. He writes as follows, that there are two different models of sukkah. You can have a sukkah, which is a sukkah ksheira. A guy builds a sukkah, it's a sukkah ksheira. But lo chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. But you know, you sit in the sukkah, you fulfill a mitzvah of a sukkah teshvu. But it doesn't have that elevated status. But if you were to build the sukkah appropriately, shema, that's an act of hakdasha. And therefore, chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Ideally, we want you to sit in the sukkah or chal shem shamayim. But b'di'evid, you sat in the sukkah that did not have that, nonetheless, you will fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva. Beis Shammai maintains, if you make the sukkah shalol yishma, there's no mitzvah yeshiva. The sukkah is a sukkah psula. Beis Hillel says, no, the sukkah will be a sukkah kshera, but nonetheless, you will not have that elevated status of chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. That's the chiddush of the Rashba Shita, two different models of sukkah. And here I'll tell you fascinating examples.
According to the Rashba, if you stretch that point, and the guard builds the sukkah and it doesn't have a dasha, so then it shouldn't be muktzah.
Right, so that could be an answer. It doesn't have chal shem shamayim, but if it's used for the purpose of the mitzvah, so now your use will designate it as a hefter shal mitzvah. What indeed could argue that perhaps elements of huktzah mitzvah so you will have, even though you don't have chal shem shamayim, as part of that question. That when do you assume chal shem shamayim? When do you assume chuktzah mitzvasa? I'll give you the following example. The Rama writes, Tofresh Lamaches, that let's assume azmenei b'lo yashava. Let's assume a person goes ahead and constructs the sukkah with all the proper mashavos, with all the proper kavanos, but he doesn't sit in the sukkah. Or as of yet, he didn't sit in the sukkah. Here the Rama writes, it doesn't have the elevated status of chal shem shamayim. Chal Shem Shem requires the performance of the mitzvah. That I would argue is Tosfos Shita. But the reason it has a Tosefes Kedusha is because of Chefter Shom Mitzvah. It is a Chefter Shom Mitzvah when it is utilized for the purpose of the mitzvah. But others suggest that Rashba would disagree with that Kiddush. That Chal Shem Shemayim is ready Mishas HaKadosha, like a carbon. Even if the carbon is not utilized, but nonetheless, Mishas HaKadosha, it has a Kedusha Sagov, Mami's Be'ach. Tosfos is bothered by the following, that Chal Shem Shamayim for Huktzah L'Mitzvasa. Why do you need both reasons? Are there times one with some reason A without reason B? So Tosfos gives the following terrors. What happens if you have a sukkah, and unfortunately the sukkah blows apart. Now, so sukkah shenafla. So Tosfos cites the following chiddush you no longer have the elevated status of Chal Shem Shemaim, but you could still have Chutz L'Mitzvasa, because this wood, these boards, the schach was designated during Sukkis for the purpose of a sukkah. In other words, Tosfos says that Chal Shem Shemaim only applies when it remains a sukkah kshera, not if it is a sukkah psula. That is against the Rashba, where the Rashba maintains even if it's a sukkah shenafla. Let's assume, for example, you designate an animal as a karban, and the animal develops a mum. There we assume, as the Gemara writes in Adarim, Kedusha Bichdi Lopaka. The Kedusha doesn't just simply evaporate. That's what we call Psuli HaMukdashim. Psuli HaMukdashim has a Kedusha Sagov, even though it can no longer be used for its purpose. If it's a function of Hakdasha, that can survive even the fact that right now it is dismantled. But according to Tosfos, it's no longer going to be called a Chetzeshel Mitzvah. And I'll give you another example. This is the Gemara in Beit Sandat Lamed. The Gemara says the following. You know, sukkah decorations can pose different challenges, no? So one issue is as follows. What exactly is the status? You know, a person's hungry? You know, he'll just pull the apple down and he'll eat it. No, can you go ahead and utilize nice sukkah? So the Gemara writes in sukkah and Beit Sandat Lamed, a person can make a t'nai. A person can make a t'nai. Before sukkahs, that any bodo mehem kol ben hashmasos shel shmonas hayamim. Person can make a tonight. That he doesn't want the nois sukkah to have the status of nois sukkah, but this is multi-purpose. Well, the Shulchan Aruch discusses making that tonight before sukkahs, and that will solve your sukkah decorations problems if they fall and the like. What exactly do you do? Is it muktzah? Is it not muktzah? To make a condition, I'm not separating myself from these decorations, and I should be able to utilize it throughout the entire duration of sukkahs for any purpose that I desire. It's interesting, the Gemara has a t'nai when it comes to nois sukkah. So ask me the following issue. Does t'nai work not when it comes to nois sukkah? Does t'nai work when it comes to the sukkah itself? Can a person make such a t'nai? That's a machlokas, the Rashba and Tosfos. The Rashba writes in Beit and Aflamed, yes, and Tosfos says no. L'chora, that's exactly what Shita say as well. See, if you assume that the status that the sukkah has is a function of its use as a mitzvah, so when it's used for a mitzvah, automatically, necessarily, it has that elevated status. And therefore the t'nai is not going to work. It can work when it comes to nois sukkah, because nois sukkah is not part of the mitzvah, so to speak. But not when it comes to sukkah itself. But the Rashba maintains that the sukkah has the elevated status because you were makdish, the sukkah. And you could utilize a t'nai if possible, that I was not makdish, the sukkah, under all conditions. And therefore, Chiddush, that the Rashba writes, the t'nai could even work when it comes to the sukkah itself, but various possibilities in terms of elevated status of sukkah. I'll give you an interesting view of having a time with a beautiful explanation of Rasul Levitch. Tosfos is bothered, Chal Shem Shemaim, but the Gemara also says, Chutz L'Mitzvasa, why do you need both? So Rabbi Natan writes the following chiddush. You go ahead and you construct your sukkah, four beautiful walls. I ask you, are all those walls necessary? All four? You'll tell me, no, not really. A person could have gotten by with less. No? Nikar hadin, if you have two plus, that's good enough. No?
Right.
So Rabbi Natan writes the following chiddush, that chal shem shamayim, the din daraisa, is only that which was necessary. Above and beyond, that's Chutz L'Mitzvasa. That's Chutz L'Mitzvasa. That which is needed for the mitzvah, Chal Shem Shemaim. That which is not needed for the mitzvah, so that's only a problem, the Rabbanan of Chutz L'Mitzvasa. That I will tell you, that Rabbi Natan, that's the Tosfos, look at that test. That's also working with mitzvah, mitzvah. If the Kiddush is because of the mitzvah, so therefore, maybe one could distinguish between what is necessary for the mitzvah and what is not. If the Kedusha is because of a Hakadasha, so therefore that applies to the entire animal, for example, not that which is necessary, but the entire animal. I don't ask myself, was that part of the animal needed? If that was missing, would the animal be a Balmum? Would it not be a Balmum? And that makes a difference. No, the Hakadasha is Chal on the entire animal as a whole. But Baruch Haner is bothered by a very simple question, but a pressing question. Practically speaking, what exactly does Rabbi Natan mean? like your sukkah is divided in parts. You put up a sign, this is the sukkah d'arais, and this is the sukkah d'rabban. Your dear friend, you sit here. Someone else, you sit there. Now, women aren't obligated in sukkah. It's a little bit tight. The men should sit from that side. That's the sukkah d'arais, and that side is only a din d'rabbanan. Is that really true? How do you make that determination? You build your sukkah in what? The first wall that you put up, that's d'arais. The second wall you put up is d'arais, part of the third, and everything else is d'rabbanan. You didn't even put any schach on yet. Now, well, no, you put the schach, you start layering the schach. When you hit a sukkah kshera, that's it. That's d'arais, and everything else is only d'rabbanan. Hard to imagine. That's what Rabbi Natan meant. But what does Rabbi Natan mean that there's a division in your sukkah between a sukkah d'arais and a sukkah d'rabbanan? Soleitchik said a beautiful biur. Rabbi Natan does not mean this is true projecting forward. Rabbi Natan meant this retrospectively. Ooh, that's the finish. Now, I have a sukkah for walls. Good. The kids are playing. I mentioned it to the shir. They didn't understand what stickball is. No, but kids are playing stickball. It's generational. Now they need a bat. No problem. Take the schach. Good. So he takes a piece of schach and goes in. Somebody comes. They need a piece of wood. Take the wall. This is my fourth wall. I don't need it. Now, so Soloveitchik said the following chiddush, that is only a problem derabanan. That hooks the mitzvah. I'm so generous. The other neighbor comes. I need a board. No problem. Take my other wall. He took the next wall. As a result of that, the sukkah now became a sukkah psula. So if you utilize the schach or the dough from the sukkah, but it doesn't affect the status of the sukkah, it remains a sukkah kshera, that's a muktzah problem. That's hukta mitzvasa. But once you cross the threshold that you go ahead and remove that which now renders the sukkah as a sukkah psula, that's a din d'araisa chal shem shamayim al hasukkah. That impairs its function. So that's the Chiddush Rabbi Natan. It doesn't mean that you label the halves of the sukkah. The sukkah in and of itself is a din d'araisa, and that applies to everything that's included in the sukkah itself. But if you dismantle retrospectively, that really is the issue, what will be included and what will not. So this Chiddush of the Rashba, of two halves of the sukkah, this I will tell you in terms of the teretz, maybe that's the Rishalmi of Tzarech L'chadish Bodara. The sukkah will be a sukkah kshera. You'll fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah even as is, even if the sukkah was not made lishma. A guy builds a sukkah, it's a sukkah kshera. But the Rashba writes that elevated status of chal shem shamayim al hasukkah, that is only a result of hakdasha. And that's why the Yerushalmi suggests, perhaps even according to Beis Hillel, Sarech lechadesh v'davar. It's not going to be bidyevet. It doesn't mean if you don't do it, you can't sit in such a sukkah. But you want to go ahead and have a sukkah where chal shem shamayim. So in such a case, that requires a seal ishma. So two very different possibilities. Why the Yerushalmi requires chiddush davar? One is because of the mitzvah of asiyah. The other is because of the Rashba of Chal Shem Shamayim Al Hasukkah. Here I'll tell you an amazing machshava. This is a machshava of Shlomo Zalman. I would recommend that you repeat this during Yantif. They'll ask in the next year if you repeated it during Yantif. Now this is a beautiful chiddush. Say it over in the name of Shlomo Zalman. After all, if you say something, B'Shem Omro, maybe Geula L'Olam. I often ask my Talmidim, they didn't quite get this right, but who is the Bau HaMemra of Kol Omer Dabar V'Shem Omer? Most people you'll stump. No? The answer is Rabbi Chanina, but it is somewhat ironic. No? People don't know who said the statement that you have to say something in the name of its author. No? But say this often. No? It's an important chiddush. Chal Shem Shamayim Al Hasukkah. Well, so last night in Tfilas Ne'ilah, now, our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yachbi'enu B'tzel Yada. When we spell out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should shield us, He should protect us, literally, Kaviyachom, with the tzel of His hand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide the shade that is our security. So Shlomo Zalman simply said the following, that that's a reference to the mitzvah of sukkah. After all, Rashi writes in Sukkah Daf Beis, Now that al shem hatzel kruya sukkah. That's what a sukkah is. Now you need the tzel of the sukkah. Why is that? That's exactly a tefillah. Yachbi enu b'tzel yoda. And therefore the tefillah is that, you know, that we should be able to bask in Hashras HaShchina, that our protection, our security should come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that's all that we need. No? We can leave the Diras Kefa, we can enter a Diras Arai, but for us, this is the Tzel Yad Kavyafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is considered to be that which is sufficient. That's the image of the sukkah. Now, Yachdi Einu B'Tzel Yodel, the fulfillment of that tefillah during Ne'ilah. The image of Shlomo Zalman depicted is Kaviyocho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraces us during the time of sukkahs. It's as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his hand and reaches out to embrace Knesset Yisrael, and the tzel of that yad, that is the sukkah. And that's why Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. This is not just something hooks the mitzvah. This is Kaviyochel, the Tzel Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So imagine that depiction. Now, a person reaches out his hand, right, and embraces you. No? Or Shlomo Zalman writes, that's the configuration of the Sukkah. No? You have a single dolphin, and you have a second wall, and the third wall is the Tefach. No? This is the Tefach. No? That is exactly the Dindarais of Sukkah. No? Yachbi Eno Vitzel Yado. That's the configuration of what is necessary for a Sukkah. And the shear of the Defanos of the Sukkah are ten fachim, because once something is ten fachim, Gurasik, it's Ola Ad HaRakia, it's Ola Ad HaShamayim. If a person wants to reach, right, the heavens, it's necessary to create, right, that dolphin, that mechitza of ten tfachim, in order to be able to stretch and access and to reach. And that's exactly the image of the sukkah itself. And that's exactly why the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Tes that this is not just a muktzah issue. Yes, this is Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. It's a deraisa that really is true, and that's the depiction, and that's the challenge of sukkahs. Now the mindset after tefillas ne'ilah, that the security that we think we have, that physically being sheltered, as important as it is, it's a false security. The real security that we have is in the diras arai, being protected by the tzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that ultimately, no doubt, is the destiny of Knesset Yisrael, that reliance on the Tzel Yad. But it's an amazing depiction. That's exactly, right, the configuration of the sukkah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu reaching out to embrace Knesset Yisrael in the aftermath of Yom HaKippurim, the fulfillment of that which we recite during the time of Tfilas Ne'ilas, among all the other kavanos that we have in fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. It's a beautiful mashal that Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, right, to explain, right, this uniqueness. Why Midaraisa has the elevated sukkah? Why the Shir Dofen is ten tefachim? Why 2+ is considered to be sufficient in order to go ahead and to do so? It emphasizes as well, if a person has a very valuable possession, I wouldn't necessarily recommend relying on lovehood and relying on 2+ walls and relying on the Dofen Akuma, and anybody can penetrate. Yeah, but for us that's sufficient. Now, whatever is necessary to evoke, right, the Hashkochas Hashem, for us that ultimately is considered to be, right, our security and our destiny. So two halachos when it comes to sukkah: the element of yeshiva, the element of asiya, hooked to mitzvasa, and chal shem shamayim. And perhaps in terms of the machshava, that the essence of chal shem shamayim is a result of that kiyum of yachbi enu b'tzel yod.
Extending the idea.